the award-winning podcast, Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, Tips Show, episode 84 for the week of October 9th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
And I'm Sigafoos from the podcast Wiki Riot. And I am
welcome aboard.
Thanks for having us.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks for
our
being
pleasure.
Here. So this is going to be the tip show, guys, and we're going to be talking about the some of the general tips to help you level up and stay there between levels 25 and 35. We're also going to be covering specific tips for Zanzibar a little later on, and going to be covering some campaign tips. And towards the end, we're going to be playing a HaloWiki.net and Planet Bob's interview with founder Pez and Legendary Mark, one of the content guys over there. So,
The tips usually help me increase my ranking, but it doesn't help me stay there.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's not because of the tips. It's just because of me.
You got the acceleration. You just need to work on the top speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dial-up connection, you know, the mute button standby glitch. No, the speed dial standby glitch. It didn't work. So,
Dial-up. Okay. I'll be sure not to try that in the future. So we have to introduce here, you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves, Sigfus and Bradna, and the Wiki Riot and stuff.
All right, well, Wiki Riot is the podcast of HaloWiki.net, which is why it's sort of appropriate we're having the Pez and Mark interview on. And
they wouldn't come on our show.
Yeah. Mark guest hosted episode 5A for us, but yeah, we were trying to get Pez on, never did, so not sure how you guys managed that, but good job.
Yeah. Did that go to like 5C, 5D, 5E, and everything else?
Oh, we had 5A and 5B because that was when the Clan of Obs LAN was in New York City, so I was able to go to that, and Brathnak wasn't.
Nice.
So
cool.
He stayed back at home, held on the fort with 5B, and we gave Jester and Ledger and Mark the reins for that episode.
Yeah, cool, but we can't even get our host to come on the show, so.
What about episode 44, Double D?
Double D.
That is coming up. It's going to be
a big one, to say the least. Oh man, I couldn't resist. Okay.
They have that show now.
Yeah. We'll get there in a year or so. But yeah,
go ahead.
We cover mainly news about the wiki. We sort of recap the stuff that's been going on because not everybody has as much time as me to refresh the recent changes page all the time, so. Which, actually, ironically, even though we're the website for tips and tricks, we don't cover the tips. We leave that to you guys, so we cover more of the community now and leave the tips stuff to you. Not that you don't do community stuff, but,
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a community as a whole, so we all kind of contribute in our own ways.
Yeah, we do.
We, you know, like mini-me, you complete me.
Nice.
And,
just call him a midget.
I've learned.
A bald-headed midget with a scar on his face.
Strike one, JVB.
Well, we do both shave our heads, so.
All right, so do I.
Wear gray suits, nice.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Great.
So, we're going to be covering a little bit about Clan of Bobs later, but do you guys tie in with that as well, with the Wiki Riot podcast?
We try not to cover the Bobs quite as much just because we don't want to be biased. I mean, we'll cover any clan that's out there, any clan that comes to the wiki and posts information, we talk about them. We are biased, of course, because we do know we're staff of the Bobs, so we sort of an inside track there, so we're able to announce things. But
nice.
Sounds good. Well, yeah, we'll be talking more about Clan of Bobs and HaloWiki.net later with the interview with Pez and Legendary Mark coming up after the tips. So,
that one.
So, speaking of which,
not that we're bitter or anything. Goddamn!
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't. I was like, no, whatever okay. you do, don't go on Wiki Riot. Just come on our show, all right? We'll sell you a little money on the side, yeah.
See, those donations to PayPal come in handy. You know, it's not to help with the website. It's to help get guests.
Dude, well, it's okay. We don't pay for anything. We get hosting for a website, blog, like all of the media we need and everything. We don't pay for any of that. That's all Bob's and other Wiki community members. So,
yeah, we have a lot of things out each week.
We're giant moochers, basically.
Thank you, Bob. Bob,
what about Bob?
Yeah, what about Bob? That's a great movie. Yeah, so speaking of the PayPal, our PayPal has been screwed up. I've been like sitting there asking like, hey, if you guys can donate, that would help us out. Thanks. And like some of us, some of the people out there have been like, yeah, we'll donate like $5 or something. They go to the PayPal and it's like, this user cannot accept payments.
Oh,
so
Fumo Drive does not want your money. Take your business elsewhere.
Yeah, right. I am fixing that probably by the time this episode comes out. In fact, so when you see that, you know, feel free to donate as you please. Okay, so let's get to the tips.
Let's settle in. Anyone see a Starbucks? Oh, there's one over there. Oh, and one across the corner. Oh, and then there's one across the corner. Oh, there's 12.
Let's get to some Halo 2 tips for Xbox Live.
Come on, Medicorn! Woohoo!
Legendary Mark, why don't you start us off, dude?
Wait,
who's on the show?
I'm sorry, my wife's like holding her right next to me now. I'm trying to listen in. You want to say hi? She doesn't want to say hi. I'm sorry.
Hi, legendary wife.
Oh, do it.
Dude, I said legendary Mark, wife. That's why. I was like getting it mixed up with like my notes above here. Sigafoos, that's what I meant.
Sigawife.
Sigawife. Yes. Hey, Sigawife.
Well, I made a post before. I'm sorry, I'll get to the tips in a minute about how I call her Mrs. Foos. And then I saw when you were interviewed at Dead Man's Hand how you call your Fumo wife, and that's about 10 times cooler, and now I'm pissed. I need a new gamer tag if I have a better wife name.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you always got to add wife to your.
Yeah.
You know, I call my wife JB wife. All right, so I'll do the first tip.
Go for it.
The first one is by Moopax. He says, Halo 2, still most played live game. Woot woot. He also says, my multiplayer tips are, in a team slayer match, when you're the one telling everyone to slow it down and group up, just take it easy, listen to yourself, and realize that you are probably the one who is going negative. Just grab a shotty and hide for a while. I promise, your KD, kill death, will go up a lot. Use the proximity chat to lie a lot to do other to the other team. Deceptive but effective. That rhymes. It's funny how death animation never leaves you on your stomach. I think this is to prevent the flag from landing in between your legs and creating a possibly embarrassing situation for our beloved hero. Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear a suction sound when I'm lifting that flag. Yeah, definitely not.
I gotta say, I've never had a like 5-foot piece of cloth sticking out of the end of me, but I suppose I should consider myself lucky. So.
Yeah, yeah. I should. I think
it's happened to the best of us.
Oh man!
Wow, we've gone downhill pretty quick. Okay, on to
it usually takes half, you know.
Yeah. Half usually an takes hour. Us a little longer. Yeah, like getting right to it here. On to Silent Wolf 666, who says, "Hey, Fumo the gang, this tip is really only helpful for the people that have a good imagination and have almost no embarrassment." Mm-hmm. Now I know you're really confused, thinking, "How does imagination help with BXR?" Actually, you didn't say BXR, so I wasn't thinking that. But anyway. But when you're in a fight going to the enemy, shout something really retarded like, I enjoy cheese, or I shooted my dune. The enemy will be confused and let their guard down just trying to figure out what you just said. In that moment of WTF, you can get some good shots in. I know it sounds crazy, but it works magic for people like me.
Nah.
Nah,
I do stuff I gotta like say. That. One. Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Oh, that won't work depending on your party, because I Enjoy Cheese is actually one of the overlords of the Bobs. So if you run there saying I Enjoy Cheese, there's going to be this kid in Pennsylvania saying, yeah, what?
Nice. Oh, man, that's awesome. They're just going to, like, stand there and, like, you know, stare at the ground and, like, what did he just say? What did it mean? What's the significance? This means something.
It's a haiku.
Yeah. I never really think too much about what anybody on live says.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so the next one.
All right, SatWolf666 talks again, and he said... He said, I found a way that when you're chasing someone and you have a sword, you can lunge them. I pressed the arch button, but... usually they're traveling the same speed as you, except for the noobs who are like, check it out, I can just walk normal, isn't that awesome? If you jump, though, it gives you a quick boost, but sometimes it takes a couple jumps, and then you can lunge them, and sing it, ba-bam the grunt. Ba-bam the grunt, we are the champions, my friends. I think I may have been supposed to sing that, I'm sorry.
We are the champions.
Ba-bam.
Nice.
I found myself saying that at work.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-bam.
Ba-bam. In a grunt voice?
Nah, my macho, tough man voice.
Yeah.
I definitely walk around the library going, they're everywhere!
What? Just go up to the librarian. What?
Hi, I'm looking for a book that's,
Die, demon!
Hey, listen, it's a public library. You fit right in doing that.
What a banana demon.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Oh, man.
Who's next?
Alright, so we have some guy named the Maltese Idiot. Isn't that interesting? He happens to say, hey, Gaia Stitpodtacular, this is Maltese Idiot. I just wanted to share a tip that I use.
We're very literal over here.
I don't know what he meant, to be honest. When playing on a smaller size map, such as Lockout of War... Wait, such as Lockout of Warlock? What the hell is this guy doing? It's always good to...
They're having contract negotiations, dude.
When you see an enemy attack and never reveal your position. As soon as they see you, obviously shoot back, but walk close... What the... I'm getting confused here. Hold on,
dude,
sorry.
I need to work on his reading comprehension.
They must have shoot back.
Been eating like a Twinkie in one hand and typing with the other or something.
No, there have been times when I try to stay hidden and somebody obviously sees me and I still like really hope that maybe they're just like looking past me and they start shooting me and then I die.
Quiet, so this guy needs to get his point across. As soon as they see you, obviously shoot back, but walk closer to them, avid crouch, and use the DX combo. It's a great way to get easy stealthy kills.
Avid
also
crouch.
Using
avid crouch.
Also using BXBs and crouching is one of my favorite things. Well, that's an interesting way to spell favorite too, isn't it?
That's a British spelling.
Well, anyways,
apparently you spell and ABB in Britain too.
Quiet. Favorite things to do since it's just the fact that it was BXR, which is more difficult. Thanks.
Wow, that whole thing made, like, absolutely no sense, whatever.
I blame Brenna.
I wasn't the one that typed it up.
True.
Guys, Evan Crouch, no!
Everybody, Evan Crouch! He's coming, and then BXB and Crouch.
Listen and read this next one. They've got dollar signs in there. You would have been totally confused.
All right.
Your Maltese idiot is, like, never going to send a tip again. He's like, I hate you all.
Yeah. We were not making any friends in the Halo community.
I know.
It's called Freed.
Oh man.
I have no idea.
He has the remember the Hulk in the end of every episode? They had that little piano playing in the background. When he's walking
vaguely
away. That's Maltese Idiot right now. Like, playing Halo by himself.
Oh my gosh, man, he's getting a beating here.
Our listenership leaving.
Yeah, really?
He never listened to us in the first place, so.
Yeah. Alright, Captain Stagnity, he says, I have a tip for you guys.
He said Gussie.
High level match for
you. That dude totally said Gussie, dude.
I have a tip for you, Gussie.
What's up,
Dude, it's like, man. Hey, everybody, send in tips for Podtacular so we can ridicule you on the show.
It's probably a good thing we don't ask for tips, because...
Yeah, right.
We don't get this many, like, emails and stuff. We paraphrase all the emails we get.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we should probably be nicer, except for obvious spelling mistakes like those.
Well, from now on, we're going to put an asterisk, and it says, send it at your own risk.
Yeah, yeah, really.
All right, so he says, don't randomly party up with people you play with and win. Mm-hmm. Unless
I
you
like
somehow
winning.
Get... Unless you get paired up with Ninja Fire or someone awesome, something awesome. Anyway, just because the four of you won doesn't mean you have a good team. When you have a party, you get matched up against other parties, obviously, which means the three guys that you randomly picked up are now with you against some teams that have been playing together for months and is awesome. Then you get your bottom kicked. So a long
you
story
get your short, money kicked.
Yeah, your A money kicked. So long story short, if you lack a guy, set a friends request, play around in unranked, then pwn in matchmaking against the idiots who randomly party up.
Do you like me, chess one? Checkpoint, yes, no.
That's where HaloHarmony.com comes in, man.
I know, right?
Hey, Clantacular was based off of dating software.
Oh, yeah.
Dating Quirks modified the names.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's why I used to ask you if you're looking for a male or a female.
Aww.
Have you gotten the movies?
Ooh, did I just read that one? Yeah, but dude, we should keep Breathnock away from this next one, because I'm not sure what that second last letter or word is.
Okay. I will do that. Okay, on to YivKX360, who says, here's a tip about double shooting. Double shooting, he says.
Double shooting. There's going to be a spelling mistake in every single letter.
I know, man. You're doing this on purpose.
This is the
our listener's like, wow, those Wicked Rat guys are assholes.
Ooh. This is the unforgiving episode.
Yeah, really.
The Friday night.
Once a year, we all get together and, like, make fun of every single show.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here's a tip about double shooting. It's fun to learn, but don't do it in matchmaking. Okay? To actually be effective with a double shoot, you need to be able to perform it more than 90% of the time. Plus, unless you're playing the Ogres, a good BR will be better than the double shoot in most cases. But if you are a 35 or higher, it can be helpful. If you are in a BR battle and they get first shot.
Helpful.
Helpful. Couple extra L's. If you are in a BR battle and they get the first shot, if you're lucky, you can still win by double shooting your third shot and get on your third shot and getting the kill. In my opinion, it's very overrated. Get your BR to its max before you even consider double shooting. Keep it up, Weenus Masters.
Ah, Weenus Master.
VR to the max.
I am the Weenus Master.
Yeah, is that like a female wiener or something?
The weenus is like this. It's like the skin on the outside of your elbows. I found out somebody actually like looked
really?
That up and sent it in to us.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of you of KX360. I'm just easily confused.
All your weenus have belonged to us.
There's a guy who he calls himself the Weenus Master, and we just spent like 5 minutes just goofing on his name.
Dude, we were just going on and on about the Weenus
your
Master.
Your weenus belongs to me.
I am owning all your weenuses.
Alright, before this becomes the weenus.
Yeah, really. Again, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to have like 5 tips on the show. It's going to be... Our see your goal is to come on and ruin your podcast.
Yeah, the goal today is make the most screwed up podcast we can.
Oh, man. All right, so who's taking Twest?
I'll take Twest. Twest87 says, tips to level up and stay there. When you go into a game, run at the other team, and when they start shooting at you, scream at them and tell them the Bungie announced that today was Halo World Peace Day. I did this before, and they stopped shooting and ran away doing teabags in midfield.
Okay.
That's an interesting... I mean, when I hear midfield, I'm thinking, like, football.
Yeah, right.
I see a bunch of like, football players, like... That should be a new thing. We're not. You just, like, tackle on football. You should... Never mind.
50-year-old line right, right over glass, you know.
The roughs.
Tip number two, because this guy has six of them. If you're playing Team Snipers on Beaver Creek, get 1 point and have everyone hide inside the base or in the cave where Shotgun and Overshield spawns. You can even have story time and make cookies while the other team is outside looking for you. If it involves cookies, I'm there. Brad didn't bake cookies. Yeah. He didn't bring any over. I just realized that. You didn't bake cookies.
There.
Oreos.
Yeah, Brad told me he was baking cookies earlier, so...
I thought you were leaving my cookies.
They still have Oreos in the year 2300.
How would they not have Oreos?
And they're going to be the ones that were made in 1997. Still perfectly good quality.
Dude, they're going to be like green centers, man.
Oh,
extra flavor. Oreos are like fine wine.
Oh, yeah, they age well. Yeah.
Whoa. All right, this next one has a fair amount of homoeroticism in it. When playing a match on Zanzibar, have your team go under the water and play Team Bubble Bath.
Yay.
Except you betray each other. Once people betray you, boot them. Send them a friend request laughing and saying how much of a noob they are for falling for it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really want to be on the internet being like, I'm playing Team Bubble Bath.
Team Bubble Bath is a legendary...
You're talking with the adventure of Team Bubble Bath, man.
J.B.
Bizzle
it,
in the hizzle.
The inventor of Team Bubble Bath. The only custom game that doesn't get played.
That's like the tagline for the custom, dude.
Yeah, right? It was played once, and that was it.
Alright. Tip four, tell the other team you work for Bungie. Aww. I remember when Halo 2 first came out, and like most of the
Bungie
people figured out how to get...
Theater.
Yeah, but other people didn't, so you're like, oh man, I work for Bungie. If you're like, really? That's so awesome. Except I never did that just obscures my name.
You're talking about the Bungie.net background?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, one dude was like, dude, you work for Bungie? I'm like, no. Let's get that, man. You just go online and you register at Bungie.com.
It just gives me the lead
work
hacks.
For them. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, you know, advertising Bungie.com, and he's like, you do work for them. No,
in the sense that I work for Google because I have a Gmail account. Yeah. I would totally work for Google. If Google, if you're listening to this, give Sick of Foods a job.
Yeah, where's his check, dude? What the heck? He has a Gmail account. Come on.
Hook the guy up.
Let's see. Tip five. Gandhi hop across the map and convince the other team to do the same, then kill them and hide in a corner. And I think Gandhi hop has something to do with walking to the ocean and getting salt, as far as I can tell.
Or like,
yeah, you'd be hopping and you're going, I am going to Norscope.
I think that Bungie needs to come out and give official names to all these things that people come up with, because I call that bunny hopping, personally, if that's what he's talking about. Like the crouching midair.
But the funny thing about the name Gandhi, one time Fumo Jive had mentioned that he was going to play Halo 2 with nothing but his Gandhi slippers on. And it disturbed
me.
And my robe.
Oh, at least you got a robe. That's okay.
No, you didn't say robe. You just said Gandhi slippers.
I don't remember that. Anyway. I can either deny nor admit that. Anyway, on to the next one.
If anybody want to make some particular art.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Dude, our forums, man. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
NSFW.
Yeah.
Oh. Lol.
All right. When calling out positions on the map, tell your team the code names for them. Make sure you make them sound nothing like the actual nicknames. You should just make up some weird stuff.
Yeah, right.
Or make something that sounds really, really obvious, but have it stand for something else. Like, have, like, the spear actually be, like, the shotgun or something. Just to screw with people.
Hey, guys, I'm over at Butt Knob. If you could meet me there, that'd be great.
I'm by the pellet shooter respawn. You know?
He also said, so I hope these tips help you guys out. When I first started playing, this is how I leveled up from my 23 to 26, no joke. And I'd like to know how we started out at level 23.
Yeah, really?
I'm calling shenanigans on that, dude, alright?
Shenanigans!
Modifier.
Evil shenanigans.
Yeah. Okay, we gotta pick it up. Let's get to
right. Jump on your head.
We had somebody right, else say skip. Something magic. Oh, we're skipping somebody?
No, go ahead. Whatever.
What?
No. If you want to skip down a few names, then just pick one that caught your eye. Or you just want
yeah, Brathnack, pick the person with the least spelling errors. You pick somebody. Who do I want to choose? This Jordan Jr. fellow has a lot of attacks. I think you should avoid him. Leave that to someone who will go faster on it.
I read that thing. I'll read Soul Shadow.
Hey, by the way, guys, if you want to... We don't say anymore, like, spell check your stuff, because if you want to send it in, not spell check, feel free. Of course, we reserve the right to make fun of you the entire time.
But it's okay, because we're not going to be here after this, so... your chips are safe with Fumoja.
I don't think this guy has any spelling mistakes. He seems okay.
Alright, Soul Shadow Dude. Alright, this is pretty obvious, but get a plasma rifle and an SMG dual-wielded to give a great combo. Shoot both at the same time, though. I shot the rifle only, and then someone's shields wore down. I shot the SMG, and the guy killed me before I killed him. All right.
Well, two Walter Burn one.
Normally, I would have two guns. I shoot them both. But
well, there's always the like shoot one, then you shoot while the other one's reloading.
Yeah. That's stupid. And you're stupid.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
Levels 10 to 20 there.
All right, Hungry Wexican, he says, a good way to level up is when in the heat of battle, yell out, time out. That way, we can take a break. Shields will recharge, controllers will be saved, and you will live on. All right. I got to try that. I'm going to try that right now.
All right, see you in a minute, dude. Yeah, so how'd it go?
Time out. You killed me. I'm going to go to the next one, Mean Luke.
Mean Luke.
He says, hey guys, this is Mean Luke Picard. And I have one of the best general tips out there.
Of the USS Enterprise. Off,
when you start off in a Slayer or Team Slayer game, where the weapons are automatic.
Dude, we're so cruel, man. Someone leaves that one F and we're like, when you start off.
Can you mute our mic? Alright, sing through the breath that I speak when spoken to.
When you start off in a Slayer or Team Slayer game where the weapons are default map default, instead of sticking with your SMG, you go and grab a plasma rifle. Now I saying not to grab it as your dual wield, but use it by itself. Wait, you can use the plasma rifle as a dual wield. Anyway, plasma rifle can totally own people.
I didn't say totally.
But yeah, he said total. Can total own. A close quarter is better than the SMG.
No, a close quarters, dude.
I was gonna say it. Really said that.
This is great, man. Every sentence, man.
Close quarto.
Close quartos.
Quato. All right, think about it. Think about it. It takes.
Think about it. It takes.
It takes three or four shots to deplete their shields. And
we're like reaming everybody here, man.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I hope you enjoyed your listeners.
Yeah, really. You guys like, I hate you.
He's like, he didn't say any. He said, think about it. Anyway.
Go ahead, sorry.
For the SMG, you have to throw two grenades or two and shot them.
What?
Okay. Throw a grenade or two and then... shot him with the SMG. Using the plasma rifle, you can save grenades and kill people much faster. Plasma rifle owns.
Wow, at least he ends well.
Yeah.
Not a long
those last two sentences were good, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Once again, we're in a giddy mood Friday, so, you know. Hey.
No, well, that's like a bronze star, dude.
Don't be mad, people. Don't be mad. We're just playing.
Good luck. Have you. Anyway,
we should probably move on to tips for Zanzibar.
Hey, while you're messing around, Johnny Green Jeans over here is whooping serious ass.
Let's talk about our map of the month.
Hey guys, here I come. I've got guns with me.
You can't be a little bit further down here.
Zanzibar tips.
Zanzibar tips.
There you go, right up your alley.
Okay. I want to start out with Captain Stagnitty, who says, in Team Slayer, try to define a specific area for your team to defend, and then force the other team to attack.
These aren't rigid areas like in CTF or Assault, but more fluid. For instance, you could work with the fort and running to Froman for the snipes, or the seawall, and once in a while sending a commando to the invisible to get some assassinations. The point is to develop a strategy for each area. If you hold the fort and Froman, don't open the gate. It may slow down getting outside, but it decreases attack options for the enemy. It's best to hold the seawall. There's only like 3 or 4 ways onto it, and if you crouch to avoid the BRs, you can wreck them.
You almost managed to. And I'm thinking, wow, this guy can write.
That's what I was like. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
He's the opposite last one. He just fell apart at the end. He got tired of typing.
Second to last word.
It's so letters close. Off.
Just put no, he actually put U.
Also,
he missed a U.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see that.
W-R-E-K-C. That's all right.
Yeah, but so besides
good,
that.
Good effort.
Good effort. A for effort.
Yeah, 95.
You're okay in our boat, Captain.
Man, we're on a roll.
Moving on. Alright,
I guess I'll take the next one. It's Red Channel. And it says, "What's happening, Podtacular?" And the G is bolded for some reason. It's spelled entirely correctly, but he emphasizes what's happening, Podtacular.
Dude, we're like talking more about people spelling than their freaking tips.
Happening.
Alright. Well, it is our neighborhood-friendly Red Channel, and this tip will give you the slight upper leg up and capture the flag CTF. It seems as though the sniper rifle, in my opinion, is often misused when playing CTF on Zanzibar. The player that takes volunteers to take the sniper can be more effective in early stages of the game if you do the following. The selected player takes hold of the sniper should not camp at all. The first thing they should do is scope for the rocket guy past the ceiling things on the shotgun side. Every time. 97% of the time. Wait.
Right. Is 90%
discrepancy?
What happened to the other 3%, man? Where did that go?
Inflation, all right.
Yeah, okay, 95. Okay, like 90. Okay, well, maybe 85.
Well, either way, occasionally.
It's a sniper's feat, that's why.
At least one time in a million.
Yes, one of the players on the defending team will go for the rockets without hesitation. I've gotten many a double kills this way. Don't worry about the sniper camp foreman too much. From here, ready to exit the ceiling thingy, crouch jump onto the first rock and then into the active camo spot and retrieve that. Pause. Then look to see if someone is after the other sniper and make sure all is clear. Now, this is the fun part. This will make you look like a total badass. And looking like a total badass, as an little aside, always nice. Proceed to the top right entrance of the base, where the stickies are, and sneak in. Once in, start raising hell and causing massive destruction. Usually, there would be a guy on the opposite side of the base that can lead you to a free kill. Let your team do the rest of the dirty work and continue to lick smooth. BTW, make sure you're heavily armed with grenades.
Nice. Good spelling. Congratulations.
Yeah. I've never seen the upper leg. Has anybody seen one?
I was kind of wondering about that, too. I think you meant the upper hand, but upper leg works, too.
He's mixing metaphors. You can get a leg up on people or have the upper hand, so you know.
He's combining the two. That's good. That's double power right there.
I have the upper leg.
Now, if the hand gets on the upper leg, then you're getting into problems.
If you have upper hand and the upper leg, that's good.
Sexual harassment, dude. I would advise against it.
Man, he was doing so well. Woman. We were, like, not making fun of him at all.
Oh man.
Thanks, Red Channel. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good tip, man. Good tip.
Too. And he really spiced it up nicely with his language, the badass and the looking smooth. I enjoyed that tip. It was fun to read.
Definitely.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I got the upper foot on you, buddy.
Where are you going?
Do it. Go.
I can't. He's moving the page around.
I'm sorry.
He's got control of the computer. I can't see what he's doing. Okay, so it looks like P213 has something he wants to say. Alright. Hey guys, Public here, and I got a tip for Zanzibar. This one is for Assault. Group up, when in a group, have everyone charge to the base for the pop carry, 2 or 3 other people come in, that is totally opposite the other group.
You say group up, always use... in a group, right? Okay, just make it
yes.
Group up.
Always use the row less traveled.
That makes all the difference.
Or more hidden, whatever floats your boat.
Take the upper leg. Oh, man,
when storming the building, have one group go through the gate or small doorway next to it, while the other group goes through the hole in the wall on the other side of the building.
for storming the beach, have one group drive a hog, ghost, etc., etc., while the other group goes up the stairs to the sniper plasma spawn area. While on that ridge... Dude, what the hell was that?
I don't know, man.
I was doing my war cry.
Oh. Well, on that ridge, don't go down the immediate stairway. Keep on going towards the bomb plant area. Not a lot of people even notice there's a stairway there, here. It's great for a sneaky win. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Enemy.
Wouldn't it be Mr. 213?
No.
It's a sneaky win.
Group up winning a group, that's good news.
It's kind of like when you see somebody that's like, you know, John Williams III. You don't call him the third. You call him Mr. Williams.
I call this the third, personally.
Just because he put 2-2-2 at the end, doesn't like... It signifies that he was the 213th public enemy.
That is a lot of public enemies. He's still Mr. Enemy.
I has a long legacy before him.
Mine on Xbox Live, whenever somebody came in with a name in Rainbow Six into our room that had a number in the end, he always said the same corny line.
What's the matter? There was 212 public enemies in front of you?
And I started laughing, and everybody's like, oh, geez, shut up.
If there's a bad joke, I'll take it.
His name is Valkyrie, by the way. So. Anyway, little shout out to my boy. Anyway, AleCat85 says, many routes can be taken to capture the flag on Zanzibar. All of them require you to cross the seawall in some way. Clear throat. Going towards the camel tower, I almost said camel, anyway, camel tower is the longest route and should be avoided. If you want to go straight down the middle of the map, you should first go up the stairs in the base. That way you can throw the flag almost all the way to SeaWorld chairs. Throw the flag.
You misspelled in your own line, man.
Got that right. Gotta give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, you said flag. It's cool.
Yeah, I messed up. Sorry about that. The best way to score is to open the gate and use the hog to carry the flag barrier. Bearer. Sorry.
Bearer. Look at the bobber.
When you're immune to criticism, what are the people reading? We're just so used to mistakes.
Carry
we
the
can't
flag.
I know. He makes his own, dude.
We gotta edit it.
All right. The best way to score is to open a gate and use the hog to carry the flag bearer to the seawall opening across from a sniper spawn. The one with the BR in it. Okay, I know which one. Park the hog under the hole and have the flag bearer use the hog as a stepping stone up into the seawall and quickly capture the flag.
You know, on that, the thing is with that is that if you time it right and you go in at the right angle, you can jump up that into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, without the one hog.
Yeah, you don't need anything to jump on if you know what you're doing. I mean, I think a lot of us know this by now, being talking about levels 25 to 35-ish. So you guys probably know that. But if you go to that that cave opening where the BR is found on the seawall, on the far end of the seawall, yeah, you can jump up from the front of that and get in there, even with the flag.
You gotta like angle it from the right side and then crouch.
Yeah. Like a 45-degree right angle, and then you gotta crouch up and everything, but you can get in there.
Either that'll just, if you miss it, just throw the flag in there and then hope that, you know,
there you go.
One of your teammates who respawn manages to get the flag.
I mean, even if they're not close enough at the time, they can come in there through the doorway on the other side and just spam some grenades up there and take care of the guy in there. And,
exactly.
Yeah, you got it.
That's a plethora of ways to do it.
Plethora?
Plethora.
Plethora.
On to Brent Gamer.
Brent Gamer.
Zanzibar has been the venue for many great battles in Halo 2 multiplayer.
In Brent Gamer style here.
But to truly master Zanzibar, you must first know its history. Zanzibar was a quiet island off the coast of East Africa. On this island, there was only one man-made structure of significance. A mini-mold named Brentopia. Brentopia had many great stores within its mall. There was a barbershop known as Camp Fro-Man. A large Ferris wheel that looked suspiciously like a huge metal fan. And the main attraction, the filming site for the 1970s show, The Electric Company. Oh, I used to watch that. Oh, it's horrible. Unfortunately, The Electric Company...
And he's only 15. How would he know all that?
Yeah, anyway. Really, man. Unfortunately, The Electric Company became too powerful. A large overcharge from the power produced by The Electric Company destroyed Brentopia.
leaving only the Ferris wheel and the crumpled remains of Camp Fro-Man. To this day, Spartans fight in Brentopia on the island of Zanzibar in hope that they too can harness the awesome power of the Electric Company. Wow.
It's amazing. I could picture Brent just sitting there in the toilet. What can I write in
that's a little different than last time? And he reaches over for a magazine. He's like, oh, Electric Company.
Electric Company. Cool. Pro Man. Oh, right.
I got it.
Oh, man.
Looks in the mirror, sees his afro. Pro
Man. He's like, Brent.
Brink. Oh, my gosh. I could have done without the sound effects there, man. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
All right, a few more and let's move on to the campaign tips.
Thank you, okay, Brent. That was quite amusing.
Yes, that was very interesting. I was hoping we were going to read that. Now, Kimmler says, hey, one good way to make it far on a classic CTF or assault match is to launch one of your players across the map and over top of the seawall using the Warthog. This can be done by first the person going over runs up the beach to the angled piece of rubble adjacent to where the BR spawns and crouch walks onto it. At this point in time, the Warthog driver will drive out into the water.
Couch walks.
I'm sorry. I didn't say crouch walks.
You deserve credit for that one.
Brathak's making me read this one, so you know I'll give him more credit. Alright, at this point in time, the Warthog driver will drive out into the water and position himself directly behind the player who will be going over.
Direct tally.
The Warthog driver must have his handicap on severe for this to work.
Sounds like it hurt.
Wait, yeah. The Warthog can now drive and hit the person crouch-walking, and that player will go flying. This will put a player anywhere from camo spawn, rocket spawn, top of the wheel, and if you're lucky, a turret. Hope this helps, and shout out to Fumo Drive for keeping this awesome site up and running.
He loves you, man.
Thanks, dude.
I love you, foo!
I'm hugging the microphone right now.
Off the damn mic.
You can feel the love in here.
You too, man.
Oh, man.
All right.
That guy likes a shift key, too. He's he capitalized a lot of words.
Thank you very much, Kimmy.
Oh, man. Giving him a hard time for any capitalizing stuff, man. Dang.
He might be German. He couch walks, dude. Germans capitalize all nouns, so, you know. Who knows where he's from?
Couch walks.
I for the Nugan. All right, let's go to campaign tips.
You can't beat them. You
can't stop. Had to be the hero, huh? Well, now you're dead. Now you're a dead hero. And you're actually forgotten. I can't even remember your name.
Let's hear some campaign tips.
Man. Guys, seriously. I love this.
Okay.
All right.
Starting
last.
Off. Go ahead.
Awesome.
No, it's cool.
Last WXY. He says, something really fun to do in campaign is to get Sputnik.
Oh.
Now get the Sputnik skull and the Grunt birthday party skull so you can go around sending grunts flying into the air. It's really fun and makes them go flying really high. You know, I never bothered to get the skulls in the campaign. I mean,
I've never gotten them.
I hear they're a lot of fun to get them, but I don't know.
I only beat the campaign like 2 months ago, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I beat it and I never tried it.
Me too.
I was telling Fumo Jive earlier that my stepfather, he plays Halo 2, and I saw him playing, and I'm like, dude, use your grenades, because he's standing there just fighting, you know, everybody standing there losing his shield. So I'm here, like, jumping up and down behind him, and I'm like, I got to get away from watching him, you know, playing. Before I call him a noob.
Noob, throw grenades, man!
What you call me? Anyway.
Gonna get slapped?
Never call me a noob again.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So who's next? Who's
okay.
Next? I think Brad actually go.
Go for it.
Do it.
Alrighty. Karts, he says. Easiest way to beat the first part of the second level in campaign, the one when you like to crash, the one when you like to crash to the ground, forgot the name. You simply, at the start of the level, and what?
And going.
You simply at the start of the level and going straight
where there is a grunt alone. There is a light that you can't... He's a lazy bastard. that you can jump on that is out of the map. Then you... Oh, God, you can't put a Y and an O in there? Then you simply use your...
You just put the letter U, though. So...
He can spell your. Then you simply use your intelligence to find the right ring way to get to the Hotel Zanzibar, the dark room. Also, by doing this, you find the blind skull.
I got wouldn't sorry, even have thought of that, man.
He can spell your, but he can't spell you.
Letter U for you, and then Y-O-U-R for your.
Just, next time, every time you want to spell you, just put out your and take the R off, alright, man? It works.
I know, or just do U-R.
Do your and take the R off. Go to the end and hit backspace.
Oh, send all hate mail to Brathnock with your eye.
Please, please, yes.
Oh, man.
Stupid, shut up, I hate you.
At least then we'll get emails. That's true. Hate mail's better than no mail.
Right. You're like, thank you for your hate mail, please send more.
If you're hitting me, at least you're giving me attention.
I know, right?
Somebody likes me.
So glad to have contact with the outside world.
Oh, man. All right, who wants to do a Sergeant Fudge Packer?
Sergeant Packer.
Mr. Packer doesn't know how to spell sergeant either.
Oh, man, dude. He hasn't even started yet. Dang. That's his name. Oh, man. Poor guy.
There's someone earlier misspelled Reliant in his name, so we didn't read him. All right, I'll do Sergeant Packer. I found a really cool trick on Delta Halo. You have to progress through the level until you get to the bridge. In the Warthog, you must get to the ghost, then drive back up to the cliff overlooking the bridge. Look to your right, and you should see a slope. Boost up it and toward the trees. Then you are above the level. You can go high in the mountains and underneath all the lakes.
Sounds like a peaceful time.
Mountain climbing and swimming.
Yeah, I want to see the bottom of the lakes.
Go see some coral reefs. And lakes.
You went shopping carts.
I'm going shopping carts. Diving.
Literally got Delta Halo.
Wow.
Oh, man, nice.
On to Infection X. He says, okay, campaign tips. Some basic tips when playing on harder difficulties. Don't try stuff like BXR and BXB. They don't work too well. Find a corner, then create some attention. Watch your motion sensor for when the enemies get close, and then grenade and battle rifle them. Okay, when sword lunging, a brute, jump backwards after the lunge to avoid dangerous melees. That's pretty cool. That would help. Mm-hmm. And some more advanced tips. Since your connection host, use the grenade explosion trick.
Lag!
When close to an enemy ghost or other vehicle, instead of just pressing the X to board, hit L plus X. Your player will throw a grenade as he's entering, not only killing the enemy, but you get to keep your ghost.
You know, somebody did that to me one time, and I was cursing him out. I'm like, how the hell did he do that? Now I know.
There you go. so you can do that in multiplayer, by the way, when your connection knows. Anyway, mm-hmm. when assassinating foes, look down before meleeing, so it's a better chance you hit their feet. Also, crouching before meleeing is also helpful. This lowers your chance of being caught. And, let's see, when set against a large group of enemies in a small location, use the double grenade trick. Easiest with a plasma pistol, because it's available in almost every map. Let the gun overheat, and when the gun is about halfway to three-quarters cooled, throw two grenades. Yeah, I think you can throw those in rapid succession, right?
I've actually never been able to get that to work. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Probably.
Here it's a glitch, but, I mean, I think you can do it on reload, too. I'm not totally sure. I forget. I don't know those glitches too well.
Somebody tried teaching me. I think it was Salmonator or something, and I forgot already.
There's so many of those things, man. Everything has to do with the X, too, if canceled, you know?
Mm-hmm. I say if I wanted to hit that many buttons, I would play Dead or Alive. You know? I want to shoot
there
things.
There you go.
Yeah. Just let me do what
I don't know. Plus, we can't talk about them on the wiki, so.
Yeah, we on the wiki, we consider them cheating. Because I think Ninja Fire has actually come on and said so. Either way, so we don't allow stuff like that on there.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. So
we shouldn't even be talking to you right now. Shh. Don't let Pez see us.
I won't tell anyone if you won't. Okay, random grenades. Throw random grenades to lure the enemies to different parts of an area. You know, when I was, like, first getting started and not doing particularly well in Halo, one of the things I learned was to throw grenades like crazy. Like, mm-hmm. every time you see an enemy, just try to throw grenades towards them. And yeah. the thing is that a lot of, since they have so much splash damage and so much bounce, is that a lot of times you'd be surprised how well you can aim grenades once you try it just a few times, you know? I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys know this, but the thing is, it's just use grenades a lot. You don't want to die with grenades, because that means you're not using, you know, all your weapons you have. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned how to angle them when somebody's chasing me. I'll turn around, angle it off the wall, and it'll hit him. And even if he kills me, at least my teammate can shoot him and mm-hmm. kill him. So, use him.
That was a good plan.
Totally. Okay, against the Flood, shoot the arm with the weapon in him. Okay. They'll sometimes drop the weapon with default ammo in it. Dude, that's crazy.
Nice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Need to have a sound clip of the Flood thing going, crap.
Really?
No. Okay, send us a sound clip. We'll put it in there. Okay. And moving on, we got now it's time for the interview.
Man, I woke you this much.
It's time for a Podtacular interview.
Score one for the good guys.
I'm going to be talking with Legendary Mark and Pez from Halo2Wiki.net and Clan of Bobs. So let's get started with that. Here we go. Well, hey guys, welcome to the show. I have here with me Legendary Mark and Pez from HaloWiki.net. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Hey. So, why don't you guys, Mark, why don't you start off, tell me a little bit about yourself and HaloWiki.
Alright, well, I'm Legendary Mark, and I'm kind of the main content monkey on HaloWiki, I think. I see to most of the pages, make sure they are clean, or as clean as can be, and it's readable. And I've been playing Halo for, well, pretty much since it came out, but I haven't had live all that long, I guess. And I'm now a member of the HBO Helljumpers.
Oh, great.
Proud member.
Congratulations.
Pez, if you want to...
So, Pez, you're kind of the creator of the site, right? Am I right?
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I created the site way back when I started to play Halo 2, which was a bit late. I don't know. It had been out for a few months when I found out about it.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to play it, so I started the Halo Wiki to collect some knowledge. Actually on it, so that was how I started, kind of selfish. Go with it, and it was in very much at the same time as I created the Clan of Bobs.
Okay.
So.
How about that? So now you're calling me from where now?
I'm calling you from Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm, Sweden. Wow. How about that, Sweden? Nice. So, Mark, where are you at?
I'm in the UK, actually. I'm in the desolate north of the UK.
The desolate north.
And we got electricity 10 years ago.
Wow. Man, do you live in an igloo up there or what?
it's not that bad, actually.
No.
Well, we complain, but...
You don't ride wolf sleds to work or anything, do you?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. No. That was back in the day. Well, cool. Well, awesome. Glad to have you guys here. Now, this actually brings me on into another question I was going to mention later, but you were mentioning, Pez, that you started the Clan of Bobs.
Yeah.
I was going to ask how Halo Wiki is related to Clan of Bobs, but it sounds like that's it right there, huh?
Yeah, that's actually... I'm the creator of both. So,
wow.
Oh, that's the connection. And most of the people, the admins of HaloWiki.net are Clan of Bobs people.
What is Planet Bobs, and how did it get started?
It gets started. Actually, when I started playing Halo 2, I started playing over XBC. Mm-hmm. And
that's Xbox Connect, right?
And yes, Xbox Connect. And it was a kind of friendly environment to play Halo 2 in. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to play it over Xbox Live, which was a very smooth experience compared to XBC. But then it was a very horrible experience too, meeting all those morons online. So it was a shock, actually. And me and my friend Tak, Wacko Taco, we decided that we should try to start a clan and make it really big, so that we never lacked non-morotic friends to play with. So that's how Clan of Bobs started.
Cool.
And to that end, it is a huge success. I never lack normal friends to play with.
That's great. And I've seen some of their stuff beforehand. You guys have kind of a code of honor that you run by, right?
Yeah. It's not really a code of honor. It's a code, though.
No honor about it. It's just a code, pretty much, right?
Yeah, we're not too big about honor. We're big about respect more.
That's cool.
Staying respectful, and it's all in our motto, actually. Stay excellent to each other.
Nice. Party on, dudes.
Yes.
Well, cool.
Yes, it's a Bill and Ted thing.
Yeah, really. Hmm? So great. So. Legendary Mark, I'm showing here that you guys got a portion of the wiki dedicated to Halo 3, right?
Not fantastic amount at the moment, but yeah, we've got a place where we can discuss Halo 3 and what we think it's going to be like and our ideas for it.
Awesome.
If Bungie decide to read it, maybe they might pick up some good tips. We don't know, but it's basically a place where anyone can go and put down what they think about Halo 3 and how it might pan out.
We have a Halo 3 wishlist section that is kind of interesting, actually. I really recommend visiting in it, especially my personal wishlist, which has been there for quite a while.
Paz has his own personal wishlist because the public one is several miles long, I think, now. It's been going for quite a while.
Wow.
And it all stays on there.
And it also indexes all the... Anyone can start a personal wishlist and index it from there. So it's like a web of wishlists, if you like. And there is also one main that's kind of huge, like Mark is saying. And we are hoping that Bungie now and then peeks at it.
Cool. Well, to backtrack a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about HaloWiki.net as far as what does it offer to the Halo community?
It offers a multiplayer knowledge repository. From when we started it, we could never dream about it being this extensive. And so I guess that most people, unless you're a true expert in Halo 2, so most people can find something there. And lots of people can find lots of things there. And we index knowledge about all the maps, all the weapons, some of the game types, and strategies and stuff like that. So it's focused around multiplayer, and it's nothing about the campaign. So just multiplayer.
Awesome. And so it's a wiki, so anybody can edit and add to it, right?
Yes, anyone can. Anyone should.
Good deal. You know, wikis are pretty wild. They're kind of an internet cultural phenomenon going on here. How does interacting in a wiki differ from interacting on a forum or a chat room?
Well, it depends on the wiki, I guess. They have encyclopedias like Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Which are trying to collect facts, really. And then we have weeks like ours, like that, trying to collect knowledge and ideas and tips more. It's not encyclopedic, vein, just very few parts of it that are encyclopedic. And the difference from a forum, we actually started out with a forum, we started out with a bungee chapter. But things tend to disappear on the forum. So people tend to ask the same question over and over again. And I think that often you don't even find. So only Google can find it for you. Mm. While on a wiki, everything, even though the wiki itself could be huge, everything is still reachable. You can still find all the stuff there.
That's good.
And also, a difference from a forum is that it's not a forum. It's not a discussion forum. We do have user interaction and lots of discussions there, but it's not its main feature. And some people, have just used the wiki to read it. Lots of people just do that. Mm-hmm. And some people go in there and just add a piece of tips or advice, mm-hmm. and then move away and leaves it there. So, and then there's a core of people that is using it like their main site, and they of course interact with each other in a more forum-like way.
Awesome. So I'm also reading here that Legendary Mark, you got to participate in the Hump Day Challenge recently against Bungie, right?
Yep, that was a heck of a lot of fun. I'm sure you know about that.
Yeah, I read about it on Bungie.net. It's awesome, man. So how was it? How did that go?
It went pretty well, actually. They're a great group of guys. I mean, obviously they're making Halo 3, but I mean they were a lot of fun to play with as well. And we had a great three matches. We won all three.
Wow.
I'm not trying to sing our praises here or anything, but we pulled out some slightly weird game types. The first one was pretty fun. It was shotguns, sniper rifles, King of the Hill on Lockout, which is a classic in the Halo Wiki community. And the second one, which I think caused a bit of confusion among the Bungie guys, was with the recycling respawn timer, which was a great feature of KP's write-up. I think you said it doesn't feature in any sane people's games or something like that. But it was a heck of a lot of fun.
The recycling respawn timer, the cycling spawning, I have set that to cycling on a CTF game, and it just plain didn't work. Is that only used in Slayer or what?
No, it was a CTF game. It's called Reinforcement CTF.
Huh.
So everyone spawns at every 30 seconds. So if you die at 5 seconds into the cycle, then you're dead for 25 seconds. And you really have to play it quite a few times to learn to value your life very much in the beginning of the cycle, and then be ready to waste it unless you have a power weapon at the end of the cycle.
That's interesting. I'll have to hook up to you guys to get that game type, like all the details, because I've
tried
fun. It, and I for some reason I couldn't get the cycling spawning to work at all. I mean, I would spawn by myself at, like, a couple seconds after every time, so... I don't know, maybe I had it set up wrong, but anyway, I'll set that up. That sounds awesome.
Settings,
that sounds like a good
The settings are, of course, available on HaloWiki.net, so I can give you the link.
I will check that out, definitely. So I also see here that Wiki Riot, which is the Halo Wiki podcast, is doing pretty well. I saw you guys on HBO quite a few times, and you're on, what, like the 16th episode now, right?
Yeah.
14, I think.
Is it 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
14.
It's 14, okay.
Good deal. And who runs that podcast?
That's
there?
Run by Sigafoos and Bratnok, who are collectively known as the Cream Savers for reasons which I forget. And they run a pretty good show, actually. They're not... I think they said right at the start when they started out that they weren't trying to compete with Podtacular. They just wanted a kind of smaller show for the wiki community. And just so people can catch up on what's been happening over the week and see what people have been adding, point them towards some good new tips, that sort of thing. And I think they're doing good.
Well, awesome. I've been listening to the show. It's kind of neat. It's real laid back. It's real oriented towards the Halo Wiki community, but it's still pretty neat because it kind of keeps everybody in the loop on what's going on. So, good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, since you guys are doing such a good job covering Halo 2. So.
Yeah, I think you guys pretty much have everything else covered here.
Well, thanks, thanks. Appreciate it. Any predictions about Halo 3? What kind of stuff? Can you give us some of your ideas on what you see happening in Halo 3, what your ideas are?
From the HaloWiki.net point of view, it's focused then on multiplayer. Mm-hmm. And it's so far nothing is known about multiplayer that I know of. So,
well, I mean,
it's all guesses and it's wishes, and of course, I wish, as a Clan of Bob's founder, I wish for a mechanism that allow me to find nice people to play with and meet the morons more seldom. and I think that in the 360 Live. Has some mechanisms that makes that a real reality already today. I hope for more of it in Halo 3.
That's interesting. Yeah, it seems.
I'm actually really hoping for a.
Go ahead.
For a big expansive campaign. I mean, I'm not alone, but I think I was in the minority of. I really enjoyed the Halo 2 campaign. Pez has not actually finished the Halo 2 campaign or the Halo 1 campaign.
Oh,
so focused is he on multiplayer. That's,
I wouldn't say finished. I haven't even played it.
Oh my gosh, dude. Wow. Well, that's our interview for today. No, just kidding. On that note, let's end this with Pez here. He hasn't even played it.
I call him mad on a regular basis.
But, I have tried to play it a few times, but it's utterly pointless. I don't know. I don't know what the idea is with it. So,
wow, okay. Man, utterly pointless. That's pretty strong words.
I lost my internet connection for about 3 days, and I was in a bad mood in there because I'm addicted to playing Halo 2 online, and so I tried to. Then I tried for 3 days really to play the campaign, but I couldn't. It was too boring, so freaking boring.
Wow.
Okay. But I think I really need the human component, other humans to play with.
Right.
I think so. That's why I like the multiplayer part of Bomberman.
Well, that's cool. I can understand that. You know, it's funny how, like, Xbox Live is relatively new when you think about it, and yet, you know, it's come to be where a lot of people think it's pretty much the only way to play video games, you know, is to play over Xbox Live with other people.
A lot of people take it for granted these days, I think, especially with Sony thinking about their online strategy. It's pretty essential these days, I think.
How do you think Sony is taking it for granted?
I think Sony are... I'm not taking it for granted, but their online strategy is very sketchy at the minute, and I think they're way behind Microsoft. And definitely they don't have a game of the caliber of Halo 3 coming up with the online capability, because Halo 3 is going to be massive online, there's no doubting it.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the major thing. I think they need to just realize that they need to carbon copy Xbox Live to make a success. Xbox Live is the way to do it, so... There's no other way, I think. Yeah. And it's funny, because you have to try Xbox Live and give it a chance before you realize this. Because I speak to lots of PS2 maniacs that they don't see the point of the Xbox. And I try to tell them that's not the point, it's Xbox Live that's the point. And they don't have that on the PS2. But they don't see it, because they have never tried it.
Right.
So Xbox Live is so cool.
Yeah. Well, you were mentioning ways that Halo 3 might be able to prevent getting matched up with morons in gameplay. We know that the 360 has a couple ways of dealing with that. We got the feedback going on. We also have the, I guess, feedback in addition to the rating, if I'm right. I don't have a 360, so I'm going by from what I've heard. And the last thing is the gamer zones, to where you have, I think, I'm pretty sure most of the modders and cheaters and just rough talkers are going to be either in the underground or in the competitive area. I forget what that's called.
Yeah, yeah, the prejudice.
I think most of them will consider themselves pro, definitely.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Even though they're not.
Trash talkers and everything. And then you got the people that are just wanting to have a good time, meet good friends, more in recreation.
Yeah, I'm in recreation, yeah. Definitely. Firmly entrenched.
Yeah, but then again, that's a optional thing, and it's not something they force you into based on the type of play you do. So there's going to be, you know, people in there's going to be people breaking the mold in all of those different areas. But I'm sure that's going to cut down a lot, I would think. What other do you have any other ideas on how Halo 3 can help to facilitate that?
Yeah, my main idea on that part is that we should you'd have a level on behavior. That's the main level. I mean, from 0 to 50. So every feedback you get that is positive raises your level, and every feedback you get that's negative lowers it. And that should be a major component in matching. Mm-hmm. So
sounds good.
Then I could, maybe if I flatter myself, maybe I could be good match with level 40 people. And I could call myself 740 in anything, because I suck in Halo 2 otherwise. So that would be nice. So that's I think that's the main part. And I also think that today, leaving feedback in Halo 2 at least is kind of clunky. And I think that it should be mandatory, if that's the word. So the game ends with a feedback screen, so you just leave feedback, and I think you should leave feedback on the game as a default, not on people. So you can say this game was moronic or a trash talk game or something like that, and then the logic behind can figure out who the morons are, because they will get lots of those games.
Yeah, that actually makes
sense. Although I think you've got to be careful. You don't want to spend more time leaving feedback than you do playing.
Yeah, but it's so easy. It ends with a screen where you have four options to leave feedback options. You click one, then it's gone. So it shouldn't take any time even.
True. That's a good point. I mean, maybe it could be, even if it was 8 or something, it could be the D-pad and then the buttons.
Yeah, just the D-pad, and then hit A for the options you're choosing. So, and then if you have a specific feedback on a person like today, then you can do it much like you do today. You select that person and leave feedback. Otherwise, I think it's enough to leave feedback on the game, just one. Do you have something to say about the game? Yeah, it was cool. It was a good game. No, it was a bad game because there were cheaters. Or it was a bad game because there were morons or whatever. So.
Well, we do know they're redesigning the interface, so things like muting, things like quick options and stuff like that is going to be much less cumbersome. It's going to be radically different from the way it is now, but it's going to be easier to get things in a few minutes.
The current interface... It's a bit clunky. When you play lots of Halo 2 multiplayer, then you get tired with it. Some stuff has so many button presses away, and I think they can really improve that. But they're a bit proud of how the interface delays. When you press a button, it has a delay before it happens. And they had an interview with the guy that designed that, and he was proud of it and said it was a point with it. So I think I'm not hoping that would be gone. So I think it would be the same slowness about the new interface, unless they kick that guy.
Nice. You're like, I had an interview with him, and we're hoping he gets booted right now.
I want it to happen when I press the button, not that it should wait intentionally. Yeah. For a little while before it happens.
You should play Unreal Championship 2. The delay is at least twice as long, if not three times as long, And you got to sit there and wait for this whole animation to go by, and there's like more and more and more menus to get to anything, and it's just a pain, dude. So
I can tell you, I would stop playing it immediately.
Yeah,
it sounds like your idea of hell, Pez.
Yeah, my idea of hell, really.
All right. Well, dude who had the delay over there, Pez wants a god, just to let you know.
All delay is gone. And what's silly today is that if I have a bit of a network issue, which I often have because I'm in Sweden playing this against Americans, so then this lag is present in the interface too.
Yeah.
So then stepping down in the menus is really, really slow if I have a bad connection. I mean, that's silly.
Yeah, good point.
The interface could run without the network connection. I'm sure about that.
So okay.
Well, I think they must be pinging the service before each button press or something like that.
All right. Well, any shout-outs before we head out here?
What's a shout-out?
like saying hi to someone? I don't know, just... someone at the community or whatever like that?
Yeah.
I would like to say hi to Gesta, who is my special Scottish friend. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Pez?
I know that Gesta would have a comment on that one. I would just like to thank all my wonderful HaloWiki.net people that helped making it so great. And a shout out to Mark, who is the real hero there.
Right on. Okay, guys. Well, hey, thanks a lot for being on Podtacular.
Thanks
for having us.
All right, see you, Lon. All right, well, thanks, guys, for that interview. That was really cool, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rim.
If you want to check out more, definitely check out Halo2Wiki.net, and I believe, clanofbobs.com, right?
It's Halo2Wiki.net and clanofbobs.org. But clanofbobs.org just takes you to the Clan of Bob's page on the wiki.
Okay.
So you can really do it either way.
Just crazy redirect.
Yeah.
It all works.
Yeah.
Good deal. Okay, well, tune in next week, guys, for the Customs and Call-ins show, where we read off the top few custom games people send in, play back the best listener voicemails with narration by Captain Craig.
We can't let you slide there, buddy. N-A-A-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Oh,
narration.
Narration.
Okay.
Lucky
made a misspelling. Fair enough, dude. I made my own misspelling. Yeah.
That was my wife too. She pointed that out. I'm like, wow.
She's looking over your back. Like, look at that one. Okay. Oh, and we read some tales from the foxhole, stories from Halo Gaming.
Yes, and send in your tips, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. This week, of course, we'll be looking
for your
favorite custom games.
Yeah.
Oh, this next week. Sorry about that. Thank you, honey. Anyway.
Honey?
This next week, of course, we'll be looking for your favorite custom games and tales from the foxhole. 99% of your stuff we talk about comes from... So shoot us a quick email.
Yeah, and we promise we won't make fun of you as much as on this show.
Yeah. No, just don't. No more Friday shows.
Sorry. Maybe these two were never coming.
Thanks,
back.
Legendary Mark and Brathnog. Appreciate it, buddies.
If you do want to get made fun of, you can send in your Wiki Riot mail.
Yeah.
I'm trying to criticize the crap out of that.
Yeah, if you have a problem with the show, feel free to email Legendary Mark and Brathnog at...
You called him Legendary Mark twice. That was awesome.
Dude, I did again, man. Freaking A.
Twice. It's okay. I have a much less cool accent than Mark.
We'll just pretend he's Mark.
Yeah.
It'd be a better show anyways.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
Forgetting that, dang.
All right, you can also call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. H-A-L-O. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back once a month on the Customs and Call-In show. So, now's your chance.
Oh, you have a better voicemail line than we do. Ours 206-33-Wiki-1. That's really hard.
At least you have the wiki in there, you know?
Yeah.
And that's thanks to Spellcheck, by the way, for setting that up, if he's out there somewhere.
Wickety, 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 whack.
Remember two little kids used to rap?
Yeah, dude. Wickety, 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 whack. Oh, man, I'm such a dork.
Oh, yeah, man.
What were their names?
Man.
They did that song.
Tic-tac-toe? No, not tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe. What the frick, man? Tic-tac-toe. Jump. XXO three in a row.
It wasn't Kid and Play. It was,
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
I'll have to remember it. Dude, that's going to bug me now.
Crisscross.
Crisscross, yeah.
Cross,
hey, I got a real quick story about that. This is lame out of nowhere. My brother one time was playing Street Fighter 2 in the arcade at like a pizza shop around the corner from my high school, right? And he's out there like playing Street Fighter 2, and some dude comes up, and this is like back in the day, right? This is like mid 90s, early 90s, and he's wearing the Crisscross outfit because he's like gangster, right? So back then, like for a very, very, very short period of time. If you were cool, you wore your clothes like backwards, and you wore your shorts like backwards, so the back pockets were in the front, and the shirt and everything, right? So he's like, my brother's like playing this gangsta dude like at the Street Fighter 2 console, and he's playing, you know, Guile or something, and he just totally perfects the guy. He just like owns him like no problem. And the guy, like, comes out and he, like, pulls a knife on my brother, like, puts him aside, and he's like, let me win. And it's like, okay, you know? It's like, you're going to get stabbed for a quarter, you know?
Maybe they asked him to cut him out of his clothes because he couldn't get to the buttons.
He's like, dude, I have to urinate. Can you cut a slit?
Right in the front there, that'd be great, thanks.
Right there, right where my boot.
Yeah. Jeez, perfect, go, thing.
Please. Oh, man. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I always wondered why they didn't choke while they were eating because their shirt was backwards.
You know, that guy's like so embarrassed right now. He's like,
I know I wore my clothes backwards. I'm sorry, all right?
Yeah, imagine you gotta use the bathroom. I mean, what are you gonna do? Pee out of your pocket? I don't know.
Just make a big wet spot. Anyway, moving on to the next one.
Oh, man. Alright. So, I'll take this one again. Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. We also have tournaments and other events every week that you can participate in. Yeah, I like that new little timer up in the top, counting down to the next tournament.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, man. We got the fall season 2006 tournament coming up. So
Awesome.
Okay, who's up?
Alrighty.
Do it, somebody.
All right.
Are we
thanks
to these?
All the. Yeah,
I know what you're supposed to.
Whatever. I'll do the last one since I'm on a buttered roll. Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with hosting.
Yeah.
And I need a new basketball. Or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. Give us 4 stars. We couldn't do it.
Five, dude.
Five.
It goes up to five stars. You're like, give us 1 star, please.
I thought it was Cisco and eBay.
Sorry.
Please say we're mediocre.
Yeah, please.
Hey, and you know, I'm gonna keep harping on this, but don't forget, you know, the guys at the forums and Podtacular and everything, they're a big reason why we won this podcast award. So
yeah,
you know, big ups to you guys, man.
Definitely, man.
So we're
thanks to all the crew forums
podcast. Take that, other podcast.
Damn it,
dude! You just like owned our freaking guest host, man.
No, I didn't.
They're like, okay, thanks. We won't be back. Appreciate it.
Well, screw
it's
you,
good. We
man.
Called you on the air before. We started a war with you before. That's okay, because we listen to find out.
Nah.
Okay, well, shout out to Samip Parik, if I have that right. It was his 15th birthday recently, so happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
That's when my drive runs all future show notes through Microsoft Word before putting them online.
Wow, 15 years old, man.
Woo!
When I was 15, I just began to buy Lees when they were running out of style. So you could imagine the torment I went through in junior high school. No, high school. Oh, man. Wow.
15? Okay, yeah. Freshman.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
No, elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to back, put my shirt. I used to put my shirt over my pants because, you know, I had the Lee patch. And, you know.
Dude.
New York, we used to rip the patch.
Like, 90% of us have no idea what you're talking about right now.
All right, so, okay, we're growing up in New York City.
You're like, I remember the Lee patch. Those were the good old days. Everybody's like, what?
Growing up in New York City, right, if you had Lees, a pair of Lees,
yeah,
they rip your patch that said Lee on it. And then they collect it in a wallet. And you go around showing your collection of Lee patches.
What the frick?
Dude, if you wore Lees when they were ripping out the patches, then you were, like, out of style. So that was their way of, like, you know,
New York City, bunch of assholes, man.
I had a rough childhood, man.
Suck, they pulled my Lee patch off.
Yeah, man.
Did you pull it off yourself? Or did you pull it off?
Pull off your own Lee patch.
I had the Lees with the stripe. So I was fly, man. I was fly.
Fly.
All right. Shout out to Dialpex for setting up the fall 2006 season. It has doubled in size from the summer season, and we had to turn teams away. Wow. Just to have the right amount of teams. Yeah, I remember. I'm pretty embarrassed that I couldn't finish the season with my team. But that's why I didn't join this time, because, you know, I just don't have the time. But
it was
a success last time, I mean, for the summer. So.
Dude, it's looking really good this time. I'm really excited. We got some really good teams coming up, and it's looking good. So, you know, this is going to be a really good season, definitely. And we're going to keep this going, so... You know, probably every quarter or so, we're going to be doing this season. Yeah. So it's going to be good.
All right. Dialpex, get some Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms for you.
The wiki has a team in there. So
yeah.
Hopefully you guys run into them.
Woo!
Oh, yeah?
Good luck
you
to our guys.
Oh.
No. Awesome, I haven't played Halo in like a month and a half. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I honestly...
What are you doing here?
All right. All the time I used to play Halo with is spent on the podcast now.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I try to play once a week at least.
I can't play.
Yeah,
online.
I've been getting my.
Yeah, Breath Act just moved. it's frustrating. I want to play, but I can't.
You just moved those. Right.
Yeah.
Last shout out here. Who wants to do it?
All right,
I'll
shout out to
it.
Everybody all at once, dude. That's awesome.
In unison.
me.
Broadway style.
Go ahead, somebody from Wiki.
All right, I'll do it. Let's give it to Mark.
Wiki goal!
I don't have a very good British accent anymore. So
do it!
Shout out to LOA Tally, a.k.a. Indian Princess, a.k.a. Tally Smash, for being a superb guest host and friend. I lesson 3 Tally beasting.
Cool.
Nice.
B-A-S-T. That's not like beasting, the kind that hurts. I can only imagine what his name actually means.
When I think of the word beasting, I think of something else. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks to Cyclonic for editing audio, and until next time.
We drag the show down.
Until next time. I'm Fumo Jive.
Thank you, Cyclonic. JD is with.
No, I'm Sigafoos.
I guess I'm Rathnar.
And we're never being allowed back on the show.
Goodbye, good riddance.
Hasta la
vista, baby. Alright, see you guys.
Yeah, thanks for hopping along, man.
Hey, we appreciate it. Be sure to check out Halo 2 or HaloWiki.net. Does it get redirected from Halo2Wiki.net as well?
I'm not sure. I know.
You just go to wikirat.net, because that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wiggity, wiggity.
Wiggity, wiggity.
Yeah, now when we're you know, the closing song, it has to be that crisscross song. Crisscross, I'm making.
We can use the RoboCop theme for.
No, the Incredible Hulk theme.
Dude, you know what's horrible? Like, I still know like the whole first verse for that crisscross song, dude. It's so bad. Because like back then it was so cool. Don't try to compare us. Yeah, we're a bad little band on the back of the dad. It was something that you never had.
All right.
Here's like you said.
An image for pot art. Fumo Jive in some backward pose.
Oh my gosh, that's so happening.
Somebody better Photoshop that now.
Do it.
Okay. All right, guys. Oh, see you next time.
All right, guys. All right. Keep on
eating copyright and
stuff.
Keep on Gandhi jumping.
That's always important.
Dude, there's like so many quotable things from this episode, man. It's great.
Exactly. Abbott.
Yeah, Abbott.
All right, guys.
Later.
All right. Later, guys.
There's only one thing left to say. Dun, 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 dun.